Cannon Hill has at times been a focal point in the park, and at other times an overgrown jungle. It was certainly the center of attention on May 29, 1876, during the opening ceremony of the recreation ground, when the townspeople gathered to begin a new chapter in the town's history. To mark the occasion, four ceremonial trees were planted on the slopes of Cannon Hill by Miss Jane Carrington, daughter of Fred Carrington, the father of New Plymouth. The trees were an oak, representing the United Kingdom, a puriri, representing New Zealand, a Norfolk Island pine, representing the Pacific, and a radiata pine, representing the Americas. At that time there would have been a 360-degree panoramic view from the top of the hill. The first man-made adornment on the hill was a large circular mirror, presented to the grounds by Professor Furlong in 1882. Unfortunately, there are no known photos of this. The next item to grace the hill was a flagstaff, donated by Chu Chong in 1885. This was part of a mast recovered from the bark Australind, which had beached at Motoroa on July 26, 1882, while delivering bags of cement for the new harbour. In 1886, when ladies were granted permission to use the lake for bathing from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m, the flagstaff was used to hoist a red flag, warning the local gentlemen to stay away. To encourage more people to go up the hill, a seat was erected around the flagstaff. Scholars from Mrs. Doherty's Egmont Academy raised the money to build the seat, which was erected by Mr. H. Taylor. The southern face of the hill was cut back in 1887, to allow for the erection of the Band Rotunda Foundation, but was left in a rough state. In 1892 it was neatly faced and paths cut into the bank, allowing easy access to the top of the hill. This work was probably done by Darby Claffey, who was the curator. At that time, there were four donated cannons in the recreation ground, two of which were said to have been used in the defense of Otakapa in 1832. These were known as Dickie Barrett's cannons. Another one was said to have come off the bark Harriet, which ran aground on the Taranaki coast in 1834. Professor Furlong donated the first Barrett cannon, as noted in the board's minutes of September 1884. The carriage for it was made by W. H. Skinner. A second cannon with carriage was donated by board member W. L. Newman, as noted in the board's minutes of April 1887, which was soon followed by a third, accompanied by a 68-pound cannonball donated by W. F. Hoskins, of Waitara, as noted in the board's minutes of August 1887. The fourth cannon was gifted by ex-board member Reginald Bailey, as noted in the board's minutes of August 1891. These were hauled to the top of the hill, and mounted on concrete bases, soon after which the hill became known as Cannon Hill. At some point in time, the Harriet cannon ended up perched on the old fireplace at Brooklands. The cannons were removed from the hill in 1928 and donated to the Carnegie Library in New Plymouth. They had been vandalized and were deemed unsafe. Some of these are on display at Pukeakea Museum. The bones from a whale that had beached itself near Tatarimaka became an unusual feature, dressing the hill in the mid-1890s. The whale was found by employees of the National Bank Farm, Tatarimaka. The bones were bleached at the farm before being given to the board. They arrived in New Plymouth in March 1893. The original plan for the bones was to reassemble them as a skeleton, based on a sketch produced by Dr. Hector, director of the Colonial Museum in Wellington, and display them to the east of the Band Rotunda. The attempt at reassembly was unsuccessful. Someone must have then come up with the idea of placing the bones on Cannon Hill. In 1976, during the 100th anniversary celebrations of the park, Cannon Hill once again became the center of attention. A number of trees were planted on and around the hill, the following still remain. There is a Norfolk Island pine on the top north edge of Cannon Hill, planted by Mayor Dennis Sutherland. A cowrie on top of the hill, on the west side, planted by D.F.C. Saxton and Alex Brody. A Caucasian lime at the southeast corner of Hatchery Lawn, planted by Councillor E.P. Allen and Mrs. Dorothy Elliott King, and a ginkgo biloba, planted by Fred Parker, by the path on the eastern side of Fountain Lake.